Today's sponsor is Audible.com, who has more than 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. Get a free audiobook of your choice at www.audibletrial.com/shark. Hey guys, John here with a couple of quick notes before today's podcast. The episode that you're about to listen to today is actually the second part of a two-parter that we recorded a couple months back. The first part was the JCVD episode. The second part, which you're about to listen to today, is about casting the perfect Street Fighter movie. Levingood, Mark, and I just came up with our own dream cast list for a pretty kick-ass Street Fighter movie. I think so, anyway. This one was a lot of fun to record, and hopefully you guys will have just as much fun listening to it as we did recording it. So sit back, relax, and enjoy, and I'll see you guys next time. All right, so I just finished the Street Fighter, the movie, the game, the novel, the cartoon, the game again. Now, it doesn't hold up. I don't know.
It just, if only they made a Kabuki theater out of it.
It's not how I remembered it, actually. I don't know. Right. Well, speaking of Street Fighter, let me go. I think our second topic is about Street Fighter, right?
Oh, wait, we got one more question here. One more question.
Oh, yeah. It was about the Street Fighter, the movie, the game, the cartoon, the novel.
Yeah. So how about this? From Jeremy Moore, what year was peak JCVD? We can kind of hang our hats on this. So what year was peak JCVD?
94. Has to be. Tom Cop and Street Fighter. I think that's the year he made the most money, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And video games.
Wait, are you talking about in terms of quality or just financially speaking?
Like, all right, let's do what was his biggest year and then what was like his real – so – I would say, 98 with Bloodsport and Kickboxer is, like, his most iconic year. But I would say...
Oh, 88.
But I would also say 94 with his two video games and Time Cop and Street Fighter was, like, his, you know, peak.
You know, I was also thinking 88. And the other thing is that Cyborg was already filmed. So he had Cyborg, Bloodsport, and Kickboxer under his belt by the end of 88. But the other thing I thought of was, in 1992, he had Universal Soldier right after Double Impact. And both of those movies, like, I can watch today without even making fun of them. I mean, they're a little bad in the way that any action movie from the 90s was. But, I mean, I almost want to say 92.
Ooh, I like it. Keeping it different. So we got two 94s and a 92.
See, I'm a little biased towards the year 1994 in general. 94 is a really good year for movies.
Oh, yeah.
Forrest Gump, yeah. Shawshank Redemption, Pulp Fiction.
Peter Jackson did Heavenly Creatures.
Yeah.
Then you had Shallow Grave by Danny Boyle.
And then you got Time Cop and Street Fighter.
That's right. But I mean, like, that was peak. He had two video games and he had two huge movies. So I think that was like his, you know, top. That's like when he was at his peak. He could have remade Citizen Kane.
Yeah. You can't go wrong with 1994. If it's an option, always go with it.
He basically did Citizen JCVD in his movie JCVD.
Oh, I love that movie.
Awesome.
Cool.
Well, I think we slightly answered that one again.
Yep, slightly answered.
Yeah. All right, Levingood. Tell us about Street Fighter.
So for our second topic, yeah, I wanted to do Street Fighter as a part of our Van Damme mania because in the Street Fighter movie, Van Damme played Guile. And Van Damme has done a lot of Kumite kind of movies, which is what the Street Fighter game pretty much is. And I kind of think back. I remember Wizard Magazine back in the 90s. And Wizard Magazine had this little bit in every issue. And Wizard Magazine was pop culture, but mostly related around comic books. And they would do a little article that they called Casting Call, where they would pick a comic book and pick modern actors to be each of the characters in that comic book. And this is no new concept nowadays, but I love it. And I thought today that we would reimagine Street Fighter with actors of our choosing to make our dream team Street Fighter movie.
Love
awesome. All right. So, Levingood, who are we starting off with?
Well, you know, In my case, like, I kind of went down the list, and I had so much trouble finding actors for each of these roles. But I think that much as I once got a little carried away with a listener question in a remake or a sequel to a Predator movie, I think that Mark has kind of taken and run with this concept a little bit for Street Fighter. Do you have a plot behind this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Do you want to lead off and get someone on base here, Mark?
Yeah, let's do it. All right, so we're in South Africa, right? And the team's out. You know, E Honda's out. Vega, Guile, Ken, Ryu. They're all out, right? And Guile, who is going to be so here's I'll break this down. Guile is going to be played from Chris Klein. If you've ever seen Street Fighter, The Legend of Chun-Li, he plays a character called Nash, who is out of his mind. And I want Guile to be this same character. Same character, just different name, right?
So you want Guile to be Chris Nash from Street Fighter when there was no Guile.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so he's Nash, but he's Guile, you know? So he betrays the team, right? And he kills E Honda, who E Honda is the same guy from the first Street Fighter, which is Peter Navy Tune Sepal. Like, I really liked him in the first Street Fighter movie, right? Vega escapes. He was played by Antonio Banderas because I loved him in Expendables 3. So Antonio Banderas escapes, and Ryu and Ken escape. And Ken is played by Tyrese. I'm mixing it up. Ken is Tyrese.
Yeah.
And Ryu is Sung Kang. Now, I know Ryu's Japanese, and I know Sung Kang is Korean, but you know, they'll make a joke about it in the film, like, hey, I always visit Japan. You know, can harken back to the Fast series. Now, when I just think that this movie to me is Fast 5 met Expendables 3 and formed an actually decent, like, Street Fighter movie, all right? So you have Guile turning rogue, right? And he gets the information back to M. Bison, who's played by Russell Crowe, all right? So Russell Crowe's henchmen are Zangief, played by Dolph Lundgren, all right. Okay. Dalsim, played by Iko Uwe. T-Hawk is Danny Trejo, and Balrog is Ving Rhames. And then he also has Cammy, who's Teresa Palmer. She's actually Australian, so Cammy's Australian.
Oof.
Now they get this information. They need to go to Australia, right? Because, you know, Russell Crowe's there, so it's probably easier for him to film there. And so they find out that M. Bison's brother Akuma is in prison there, and Akuma is played by Nick Cage.
Oh my god! I can see that. He's got the best crazy eyes in the business. You give him red contact lenses, and that's it.
And so they're gonna go make this all-out attack on this prison in Australia. But stopping them, all right, are Ryu and Ken, who are Sung Kang and Tyrese. Then we got Sagat, who's gonna be played by Michael Jai White of Black Dynamite fame, and I think he fought Ving Rhames in an Undisputed movie, and. So he's in there, Michael Jai White. He's Sagat. I know I'm mixing things up. We got Lucy Liu as Chung Li. DJ, the capoeira Jamaican, is going to be played by Chris Pine with dreads and a Jamaican accent. Yeah. Then we already have Antonio Banderas as Vega. And then we have, like, think the Cat, like the Cat movie, like all slick and Antonio Banderas-y. And then Andy Serkis is going to play Blanca in, like, a mocap.
Okay.
So you got
that is a tiny Blanca.
Yeah. Well, they'll make him bigger. And then you got the two teams rushing to Australia so that M. Bison and crew cannot rescue Akuma from prison, who can, like, you know, Akuma's got all these powers. And then it breaks out to, like, this massive fight where I know it's weird with Dalsim and Iko Uwe. I know Iko Uwe is Indonesian and Dalsim is, you know, from India, but...
Well, no, I see that working. I see that working.
And then so imagine this. We have Zangief, Dolph Lundgren battling DJ, played by Chris Pine. So Chris Pine's fighting Dolph Lundgren. And then we got... Russell Crowe fighting Tyrese and Sung Kang, like the fight scene from Fast 5 where they're getting beat up, or Fast 6 where they're getting beat up. And then we got T-Hawk and Balrog, you know, the two of them, Danny Trejo and Ving Rhames, from Con Air, you know, reunion fighting Blanca. Then we got Dalsim, Iko Uwe fighting Michael Jai White, which I think would be an amazing fight to watch. Then you got Cammy and Chung Li brawling it out. And then you have, Chris... Klein battling Antonio Banderas in an all-out fight. and then you know, eventually Nick Cage gets out and he has to fight I don't know, everybody.
So is Nick Cage going to be CGI bodied, or is he going to like roid out?
No, he's like Joe bodied. Like in Joe, he was actually pretty big. And so he's just going to be like, he's going to be all like loaded up with like an outfit. So he could do like a muscle suit. So like he just runs out, you know, laughing maniacally. And then M. Bison's like, crap, this isn't my brother anymore. So then everyone has to team up to fight Nick Cage.
With crazy eyes galore.
In Australia.
That's my Nick Cage.
So you had a few zany ones, and you actually hit like right on the mark for who I was thinking for a few of those roles.
Nice. So,
Chris Klein is Guile? Is that what you're thinking?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. No. Yeah. Like, so for and I kind of just went the Street Fighter 2 way. So I don't have like a Cammy. I'm just realizing. So you'd have like a CGI'd suited Andy Serkis for the Blanca.
Yeah.
Okay. And I see it. See, I was thinking of a real person.
He's like doing Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
So for Ryu, I thought of a couple things. The first thing that popped in my mind was Jason Scott Lee. But the problem is that the body in Soldier is perfect, but he had a shaved head. And then his body is a lot smaller most of the time when he has his shaggy hair, but his hair is too shaggy for Ryu. So I couldn't really see that. So I started thinking either unconventionally like a Tony Jaa and have him do less kick Muay Thai and just more traditional kicks, which we know he can do. But then for the look, William Lee. That was my final pick for Ryu. I think that he's perfect. He's really built. He can make the hair work in any way. He does his own stunts. I think he'd make a good Ryu in the movie.
Well, what movies was he in? Well,
he was in San Andreas, right? A little cameo, I think.
Was he? Yeah. He was the guy who died. Paul Giamatti's partner.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he was in Wolverine.
Mm-hmm. And he was in Elektra.
Yeah.
He's pretty cool. Like, cool guy. He does his own stunts. We've met him at one of the Wizard World Comic Cons, in fact.
Yeah.
And so for Ken, I was actually thinking of Scott Adkins. Because Scott Adkins, so Ken has blonde hair and black as night eyebrows. And I just thought of Scott Adkins from The Bourne Identity.
Heck yeah.
Because that's what he looked like. And Scott Adkins can do some mad stunts. Honestly, you could insert Scott Adkins into a lot of roles. I almost thought of him for Guile. And then I started thinking of all this other weird stuff like Top Gun's Val Kilmer, but he doesn't have the moves. Or Rocky IV's Dolph Lundgren, but he's just too big and bulky. And then I thought, let's go a little off the book, take him out, take away the Americanism from Guile, and use Kung Lee.
Ooh, Lee is Guile?
Yeah,
and because every now and then he's gone kind of with a flat top hairdo. I know that he can make it work. Because I was trying to think, who can even make that hair work? That's why I was thinking Dolph and Val. E. Honda, I actually thought the same thing as you. The same guy they used in the movie.
He was great, and he's still acting, so like, why not?
Yeah, but I mean, honestly, though, like, I don't think he does the character justice. I don't think we've ever seen like a video game fighter, sumo wrestler brought to screen appropriately. It's hard to do, but I like him. For Chun-Li, it's the only choice where I didn't pick an actor. I actually picked a bodybuilder, and everyone who gives a damn is gonna Google image search this woman. But her name is Tina Nguyen, and she is the best Chun-Li ever.
Does she have the thighs for it? Because Chun-Li has amazing thighs.
I want the world to Google this woman. It's Tina and then Nguyen, Nguyen. And this woman would hands down make the best Chun-Li. You will not find a fault in her being in that role.
Ooh, all right. I'll Google her right now.
And so moving on for Zangief, Hafþór Björnsson from Game of Thrones. The dude's got the chest hair. We can shave whatever we want into it. He's huge. He rocks a beard. He's 6'11" and like 350+ pounds. He's a perfect Zangief.
Nice. So you're going like the fighting route. Are you doing like a tournament style, or did you even go that far?
You know, honestly, I was just thinking like who in a live action version of this movie would best play each role.
Oh, I got you.
And so For Dhalsim, at first, I thought of Iko Uwe. I really did. And then just at the last minute, I decided to replace him with Ernie Reyes Jr. And not long ago, we were talking about how great he was in his fight scene as a Brazilian rebel and in The Rundown. I think the guy's fantastic. I even loved him back in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Part 2 when the choreography was much more simple. So Blanco was the hardest for me because I didn't want CGI. And it's easy to say someone like Nathan Jones, but Nathan Jones isn't stout enough to be Blanca, even though he's humongous. John Cena is my pick. At 5 foot nine and 255 pounds, he is the shortest and stoutest person you can get without going to the World's Strongest Man competitions.
I would hate to be a caterer on this movie. Do you know how much chicken would have to be made for all these people?
They always have to like have to do all these weights to get pumped up before they've seen this.
We need more chicken thighs.
So for F. Bison, at first I thought of four-time Mr. Olympia Jay Cutler, but I only wanted one pro bodybuilder in this, just that Tina win for Chun-Li. So instead I thought of Double Impact's Bolo Young. He's aged, he's experienced, but he's still ripped and scary looking. He has a dead eye in that. Like, I think that Bolo Young in his 50s in Double Impact is the perfect M. Bison. And we know he can fight.
Right.
And then for Saga, I went Nathan Jones, think Troy or Mad Max Fury Road. He was in a movie called Muay Thai Giant. Like, he'd be the perfect giant Muay Thai fighter. And he's got a shaved head all the time. So I think he'd just rock that. I'd love to see him fighting anybody, and he's been in a lot of cool movies with fighting roles. He was in The Protector against Tony Jaa. He was against Stone Cold Steve Austin, I think, in The Condemned. Yep. Then Balrog, I actually also Michael Jai White. He was my perfect pick for that. he's so thick, and my alternative thought would have been like Michael Clark Duncan when he was powerlifting for Daredevil.
Oh yeah.
Nice. And then Vega was my last pick. At first, I thought of a Desperado era Antonio Banderas. And then I thought, what if you gave that hair to Joe Manganiello? Because Vega is inordinately tall.
Jeez Louise, this is the amount of chicken. I'm thinking of like 8 Vitamixes, just blending protein powder all day.
Tyson Farms
would
go out of business.
Go through a whey protein tub every day.
Yeah, there would be an air conditioned tent just for people to like weightlift. I'm serious.
So, I think this would be perfect, though. I think this is my group.
Nice.
So, are you sure you don't want Chris Pine as DJ?
I am positive I don't want Chris Pine anywhere near this. He can be a drunken, disorderly fan watching one of the fights.
Chris Pine? He's a good actor.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said Chris Klein.
No. Oh, yeah. I guess they do rhyme.
I thought you said Chris Klein.
Dude, I want Chris Klein front and center, and I want him to sacrifice himself at the end for the better of the team as Nick Cage rips his head off.
But then, like, no one notices it.
So, look, let's just say that I got to make my dream movie, and Mark, you're the studio head, and you said that I had to do a picture your way afterwards, and it was Street Fighter, and you said, John, you're doing Street Fighter, and you have to have Chris Pine in it. I don't care what role you give him, but it has to be one of the top 8 characters.
Chris Klein.
I thought you said Chris Pine is not who I have to use.
No, Chris Klein.
I don't like him.
Oh, no, yeah,
I thought it was Chris Pine.
Yeah, use him.
But if it was Chris Pine, I'd put him in Guile.
Ah,
if it was Chris Klein, I'd make him squint a lot, and I'd make him Ryu.
There we go. Oh, God.
And I'd make Ryu, even though he's like normally the iconic character of Street Fighter 2, I'd make him lose in a fight in the first 5 minutes.
I just want Nash in another movie, and I want Nicolas Cage to rip off Nash's head at the end.
I gotta say, like, I like the craziness in Nicolas Cage, but I really want to CGI him. I really want to Hulk him out because Akuma was so thick. Like he looked like John Cena thick.
Yeah. But also,
I just want to see Ving Rhames and Danny Trejo chilling next to Russell Crowe. You know, like in their outfits from Street Fighter.
They're eating their chicken.
Balrog don't text. No, wait. T-Hawk don't text.
Yeah.
Wait, so if Michael Jai White was Balrog, Ving Rhames could be his no-nonsense corner guy.
That's right. Yeah, I got Sagat. Michael Jai White is Sagat in mine. I think he'd look cool with, like, that scar and everything. And I want to see him fight Iko Uwe. I think that would be awesome.
They're, you know, what's funny is that they're both so short. Like, Iko Uwe is, like, 5'7", and Michael Jai White is only 5'9".
It'd be amazing.
but because Jai White is inches taller and no one else is on screen, it just looks like a giant guy versus a regular-sized guy. Just like the fight would really be if it was in the video game with Sagat, like, who's 7 feet tall or something.
So what do you got for us, Lazavath?
Okay. So your casting decisions were okay. But
Mine were immaculate. They were paradigmatic.
As someone who has Street Fighter, the movie, the game, the cartoon, the novel, the Happy Meal, I think I have some sort of authority as to who should be cast in the Street Fighter 2 movie. I think, all right, so I'm starting off with Ryu, and I agree with Mark, actually. Sun Kang would make a perfect Ryu. Sun Kang has that kind of charisma. He has the look. I think if he wanted to, he could get ripped.
There's no biceps.
If he wanted to, he could work out.
Give him some chicken.
Yeah. So to play the foil to his Ryu, I think Ken should be played by Paul Walker. I mean, I know he's dead, you know, rest in peace. But Ken was like the flamboyant, extravagant, abrasive, you know, just in your face guy. He was the complete opposite of Ryu, who's just like really stoic. And I think Paul Walker was just really best for that. You watch like Too Fast, Too Furious. Like that's like the perfect interpretation
of
Ken.
That's actually a really good choice.
Like, yeah.
We hungry, bro.
You know, he could have, I think, in like the few interactions he had with Sun Kang, it was pretty good chemistry.
Oh, heck yeah.
Right. Guile, you know, he's an Air Force officer. He's like your classic all-American soldier or airman. So I think you got to go with Kurt Russell. He kind of had that look in Stargate. He had the flat top. Yeah. So, plus it's Kurt Russell.
I kind of like that. I feel like this is less of a fighting role and just a tough guy role at that point.
No, I'm pretty sure Kurt Russell could pull out like a backflip kick out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah. He could still do it.
Right.
Russell couldn't bend over and touch his toes.
Yeah. E. Honda, I mean, this was kind of hard. I was like, what actor has the right body type? I was thinking, like, maybe Marlon Brando, like late in his career. Hey-o. But no, I'm going with
John Candy.
Yeah. No. Back in the day, former WWE wrestler Yokozuna.
Oh, he'd have been great.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is that he's much more credible than either of the Van Damme sumo wrestlers that we saw like in the Quest.
But what's funny is that like Yokozuna, he's not Japanese, he's Samoan. I think he's a distant cousin of The Rock.
Well, Yokozuna is a title, right? Not a name.
No, it's just the name of his character. So
yeah, the wrestler was Yokozuna.
Yeah. Cammy, I think one of the few things the Street Fighter movie got right was the casting of Kylie Minogue as Cammy. Yeah. I don't know. It's just that's one of the few things I never had a problem with the movie. Like she just felt right in that role for some reason.
Yeah. Well, she's got the butt and the legs for it. Like Teresa Palmer, she's very pretty, but she couldn't fill that.
Yeah.
That,
no, Kylie Minogue's like a she's a small, fit little lady. I think she fits Cammy really well.
She's real small, right? Isn't she like 5'1"?
Yeah.
Kylie Minogue.
Oh yeah, she's little.
Yeah. Chun-Li, the first and only person that came to mind was Michelle Yeoh from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon fame. She actually has, you know, martial arts skills, and this is kind of a weird fact. I don't know, this is kind of an immature digression, but in doing research on Michelle Yeoh, I guess, like, her first husband, like, his name was Dixon. His last name was Poon. I don't know, put that together. Balrog. This one was actually really easy for me.
Marlon Brando?
Yeah. No. Fun fact, Balrog, the developers base this character off of Mike Tyson, actually. So I gotta go with Mike Tyson.
Ooh.
Carl Weathers would be a close second, like Apollo Creed.
Arrested Development's Carl Weathers?
Yes. acting legend Carl Weathers.
Let's make some broth. Give me put some of this, put in some water. You got broth.
Sagat, Lemke and I agree on this. It has to be Nathan Jones. He has like the body type.
Love it.
Sagat, Sagat's a big, tall dude, but he's also like, he also has like a Muay Thai prowess. So if Nathan Jones had the Muay Thai prowess of Tony Jaa, that would be perfect. He'd be a perfect Sagat. No one would be close.
Or Marlon Brando.
It would look like Tony Jaa in slow motion.
Yeah.
I just want Marlon Brando in every role.
Let's see.
Marlon Brando is Ryu.
Marlon Brando is Vega. No, Vega in the game, he's a kind of a quick character. He's also a pretty boy, but he also dies really easily. So I think who I want him to play in the movie is Cristiano Ronaldo. Because that's how he plays.
Really? That's an interesting choice.
Because that's how that's Cristiano's in real life. Like, he's quick, you know, he's pretty. But he also kind of flops more often than not.
You know, now that you said that, just because of the hair color, I want to give Beckham long hair and make Beckham Vega.
I mean,
that's a great pick, man.
I think, well, Vega's also a Spaniard. Ronaldo's a Portuguese. They're close enough. It's close enough. Yeah. Dalsim, this one was kind of tough because I don't know of too many Indian actors or athletes. But I thought about the character. He's kind of a yoga practitioner where his like limbs like stretch out really long. So I was thinking like, well, maybe I'll just pick like a really tall, lanky guy.
Like and Gumby.
Yeah. So the first person that came to mind was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and specifically his scene from Game of Death when he fought Bruce Lee. Yeah. I just like, well, I mean, who says Dalsim has to be like, I mean, obviously he's not going to stretch. Maybe he just has to be really tall. I don't know.
No, yeah.
I love it.
It works, sort of.
Yeah. Blanca?
None of us got into the realm of Dalsim stretching limbs. Like, we really kind of picked people that went away from that.
Can it be actually Kareem Abdul-Jabbar playing a guy named Dalsim, and some kid comes up to him halfway through the movie and goes, you know, like, my dad says you're a basketball player. No, I'm not, kid. He says you can't defend. Listen, kid.
He says you can't defend.
Just pushes his face out of the way.
Yeah. See up from across the room. I'm Dalsim. I'm not Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Right. Let's see. Blanca actually wasn't as tough as I thought it was going to be. Because Blanca in the game, he plays like this wild, crazy man that shocks people. And like the first actor that came to mind was Gary Busey. Gary Busey.
Did you say Gary Busey?
Yeah. Yeah, because he has like the crazy eyes.
Makeup. Just get him when he rolls out of bed.
Yeah, exactly. He's got the hair. And plus, in Lethal Weapon 1, he was shocking Mel Gibson. So that kind of works. Man. Yeah. So just like have him roll around in green paint. Just like let him be himself. Like, that's Blanca. Zangief. I was thinking like I wanted like a real wrestler. So I was thinking I went with Brock Lesnar. I know he's not Russian, but. You know, we'll just make him, like, pretend to speak Russian, have him dye his beard brown or something.
And, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would nail that.
M. Bison?
I feel like you make his character, like, mute because M. Bison cut out his tongue.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, there we go. M. Bison? At first I thought Benicio Del Toro, but I thought, like, I don't know.
Ooh.
That's getting too serious here. Why don't we just go with Jason Statham? I don't know. He's like,
oh no!
For some reason,
I can see it. I can even see it too. That's just it. I can see him torpedoing towards you in an electrical fire rage.
Yeah, I could just see him wearing that M. Bison outfit too. Like, he could probably pull it off. He's probably one of the few actors who could do it.
And jump and stomp on your head with both heels.
Exactly. And that's my cast list for the Street Fighter movie.
You got some interesting picks in there.
Is Nash going to be in there?
Yeah, we'll have Nash played by Chris Klein, obviously.
Yes!
No, I'm really proud of my Gary Busey pick. I think that was just a stroke of genius.
All right, so we should, do we have time for a super team?
Yeah.
A super team?
Yeah.
Right.
We could take our favorite picks from each one and form a super team.
Okay.
All right, so... Ryu. Who do we have for Ryu? We had Sung Kang.
Will Yun Lee.
Yeah.
And Will Yun Lee.
I'm going with Sung Kang. I'm a little biased, but.
I'm going Sung Kang all the way.
Ah. He has no biceps, though. No biceps.
Dude, just give him some protein powder. Just give him like a Gold's Gym membership. He'll get in shape in no time.
Right. Okay, well, then what about Ken? I had Scott Adkins.
I had Tyrese.
And I had Paul Walker.
I want to disqualify Tyrese right now. Not Why? Because he's black. Not because he's black. I think that Scott Adkins has the moves and Paul Walker has the look. I think that Paul Walker should do it and Scott Adkins should be his stunt guy.
They're perfect.
Yeah, so, they're awesome.
I mean, because Scott Adkins cannot be Tyrese's stunt guy. That will not work.
All right, so then we got that. Now, E. Honda, Yokozuna, was that a...
Yeah, that was my pick.
You know, I think that's the best pick. I think John's pick was the best.
All right, then we had Sagat, and you guys had Nathan Jones, right?
Yep.
Yeah. All right,
so then I think you beat me out on that.
Okay. Who did you have again,
Mike? Michael Jai White.
That's right. Yeah, I like Michael Jai White. I'd rather see him as Balrog, though, myself.
And then we have Chung Lee. So we have Lucy Liu,
Michelle Yao,
and
Tina Nguyen.
Tina Nguyen.
I never Googled Tina Nguyen. I'm going to do it right now.
If you knew what she looked like, you knew that she has the body to be Tina.
Does she have the acting chops?
I've never heard her say a word.
So you think, what, Michelle Yao?
Just every now and then when I go through bodybuilding forums, every now and then I'll come across a picture of her.
All right, so how about this?
She's got the legs for it. That's for sure. Yeah.
All right, so what do you guys think?
Like, it's tough. How about we pull a fast one? We have Michelle Yao do the stunts, Lucy Liu do the voiceover, and Tina Nguyen does all the non-fighting scenes.
All right, sounds good.
Just like they voiced over like Arnold Schwarzenegger back in Hercules in New York because his accent was too thick.
Also, right. We'll have Kelly Hu on the poster just because, I don't know.
Yeah.
She's got great hair.
Okay. Yeah, she does.
And then since no one else did DJ, we're doing Chris Pine. We're sold.
Yeah, there you go.
And then we got Vega. So I have Antonio Banderas. Then we have Cristiano Ronaldo. And then we have who?
Joe Manganiello.
Oh, man.
Manganiello just doesn't fit, man. He's too stocky. He's too big.
All he has to do is drop a couple percent body fat. He's very long.
I don't think he could do it.
We'll say Ronaldo with Manganiello's voiceover.
Okay. I'm down with that.
But Ronaldo's too tiny.
So is Vega.
Yeah. No, Vega was tall. He was like a foot taller than Ryu or Ken. Listen,
if they can make Tom Cruise and Sylvester Stallone tall, they can make Ronaldo tall.
Wait, Ronaldo's
going to fight Ryu while standing on a soapbox?
Wait, Ronaldo's tall. Like, he's like 6'1" or something like that. He's not short.
All right, so then we got Blanca.
Gary Busey, please. Just Gary Busey.
Blanca, I had John Cena. But I'm liking Gary Busey as the wild card.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do that. I think Cena has the look, but we got to go with Gary Busey.
Cena does the stunts.
There we go.
You know, Gary Busey, though, he's so crazy, he doesn't know when the stunts start, and he does it anyway.
Okay, so Cena for when they actually need stunts, but then Gary Busey. All right, and then we have Guile. So I got Chris Klein.
Mm-hmm. I had Kurt Russell.
I went off style with Kung Lee.
Yeah.
And you had Kurt Russell, John?
Yeah. I know that's cheating.
Different dials.
I know that's cheating, me going Kurt Russell.
I kind of like his Kurt Russell. Like,
yeah, Stargate Kurt Russell?
Yeah, I do.
All right. John Blazemath is tearing it up here.
I know.
I was
Zangief, I got Dolph Lundgren.
Half Thor Bjornsson.
I had Brock Lesnar, but I think I'm going with Levengood's pick. Like,
Me too. He can act, and he's big.
I mean, are you going to say no to the mountain?
You know, as it turns out, I don't really know how well he can act, because I just marathoned all 5 seasons of Game of Thrones with my girlfriend in the last 5 weeks.
Holy crap.
And I think that the mountain has, like, maybe 3 lines in all 5 seasons, and I'm including 2 of his 3 lines being growls.
Yeah, he's got the look.
Yes.
He doesn't say anything. But then again, Zangief with his tongue cut out.
Yep.
There you go.
And then we got M. Bison. I got Russell Crowe.
I had Jason Statham.
And I had Bolo Young. Boy, these are 3 very different M. Bisons. I like them all, though. I really do.
You know what? Russell Crowe was good in Man in Iron Fist. Like, he shows he can ham it up. But I just want to see Jason Statham flying while, you know, electricity pounds from him with a little hat on him.
Yeah.
What do you think?
And Bolo Young can stand in for his sex scene.
There we go.
And scare the hell out of the actress.
All right, so Dalsim, we had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Iko Uwe, and who?
And I had Ernie Reyes Jr.
Yeah.
I mean, Kareem?
I like it. I do. Right. I like it.
And then Balrog, I have Ving Rhames.
I had Mike Tyson.
And I had Michael Jai White.
Yeah.
All right, Michael Jai White.
Yeah, Michael Jai White fits.
You know, I mean, honestly, if you took Ving Rhames from Undisputed, like, they're just as good. I mean, Michael Jai White, he can do kicks and stunts, but that doesn't work for Balrog. So yep. They're really, like, equally good for that role.
Yep. So, Lazmath, Levengood, you going to write a post for this?
I think so. Okay. I think I must.
The MFF podcast combined Street Fighter cast.
I think I'm also going to include our combined favorite Van Damme moments.
Yeah. Yep. And then you do have to add Chris Klein in there somewhere.
Oh, wait. So, Cammy, it's Kylie Minogue, right? We're just going on my choice.
I like Teresa. Yeah, I like Teresa Palmer though. She's Australian. She was in Warm Bodies. I think she could handle the action well.
If you showed me Teresa Palmer from behind in jeans with short hair, I'd think it was a dude.
Okay, how about this?
She doesn't have a fit. I mean, I don't know. I feel like you got to have someone with a figure like. She's beautiful. It's interesting what they did with Kristen Crook, right? They took a beautiful star from Smallville.
And made her emaciated.
Yeah, they didn't feed her the whole time she was there.
Like, I don't understand the choice. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
Okay, Teresa Palmer with Kylie Minogue's voice.
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
Kylie Minogue will be Teresa Palmer's stunt butt.
I want to see Teresa Palmer block. Yeah, I want to see her block a kick and just go, na, 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 na. All right. So there it is, guys. Get ready for the post, and yeah.
Awesome, I think I can't wait to read that. I think the man, this podcast went really long. It's really awesome though. Time flies when you're having fun.
Your commute over the week or a couple days will be fun.
Yeah,
we've reached the wonderful point of our podcast where we give thanks and. Self-promote.
Yeah, thanks again to our listener questions from VJ and Jeremy Moore. Those are great questions, guys.
And guys, head over to Shark Dropper, check us out. Head to Blog Talk Radio, check out Shark Dropper, Movies, Films, and Flicks. Go to iTunes, share, download, subscribe. You know, just if you like this podcast, give us a rating, give us a review. Stop by the website, www.moviesfilmsandflicks.com. And like us on Twitter and like John's bodybuilding page. It's called Levengood's peckbounce.com. And then Lazavath has his own swimsuit modeling. So go to lazavathintrunks.com and check that out.
Yeah, it's down now because there was just so many requests to get to the webpage. All right, guys.
Hey, can we close with a final thought? The trailer of Creed.
I like
Can't
it.
Wait. Love it.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about fighting movies. We were talking about the Balrog character. Carl Weathers even came into conversation. I like the Creed. I think Creed looks like it'll be cool.
I like the actor. I like the idea. I like him as a coach. I like the idea of him training Apollo's son because they're such good friends. Mm. I like that he has a chip on his shoulder, you know, because his father passed away. I think it's going to be really good, man.
I like how the trailer set it up. I mean, it didn't really work on me because I already knew about the movie. But, like, the first half of the trailer just presents it as, like, it's like, oh, well, he's just, like, another, you know, kid, like, trying to grow up, like, trying to be a boxer. But the second half of the trailer is like, oh, wait, he's the son of Apollo Creed because there's Rocky, and he's talking to him right now. So that's, like, that was, like, a nice moment in that trailer. I mean, it was kind of lost. I mean, it didn't really work on me because I knew beforehand, but... I think if you saw that for the first time, not knowing anything, like that would have been a great moment, I thought.
So like, we had a listener question in our last episode that was, how many final destinations will it take to finally get there?
Yeah.
And my curiosity is, how many times are we actually going to get to see Sly play Rocky? Dude. Like, is this really it now? Is this really it?
I mean, as long as he keeps coming back with, like, Rocky Balboa. And, like, I love Rocky Balboa. I thought there's little nice touches in it. I think this looks good. I mean, as long as they can keep doing this, maybe he's going to trade Drago's son in the next film.
Hey, if he becomes, you know, Mickey to Michael Jordan's character, I'm all for it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that would just be perfect. It would be kind of poetic in that way.
Let's make Creed 7 and have Rocky Balboa in all of them.
Oh, I want to see a training scene where Rocky is outlifting the hell out of him.
All right, in the gym. I think now's a good time to start saying our goodbyes.
Goodbye.
Yeah. Okay.
Backdraft.
That was Mark.
Tequila Sunrise.
Say goodbye to everyone.
Bye, everybody. Visit us on Twitter, too. We are both Movies, Films, and Flicks and John's Horror Corner.
Do you guys also have a Tinder? A Movies, Films, and Flicks on Tinder?
Yeah.
Just swipe right. Yeah,
swipe right, baby. Swipe right.
All right, guys. I've been your host, John Lasso. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you guys next time.
T-minus 5 seconds till shark drop. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Drop the shark! Go! 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 This podcast is a Shark Dropper Studios production.